Thank you for calling customer support. My name is C. Maya. May I please have your zip code to locate the account?
Hold on a second. What company is this?
I work for a third-party billing company that serves with several different companies, ma'am. But I won't be able to disclose till I see if you have an account with us. May I have your zip code?
My zip code is 81506.
Thank you. What's your name?
I'd like to know what company this is. I may have the wrong company.
I just say it again, man. I work for a third-party billing company that starts with several different vendors that I won't be able to disclose until I access your account, ma'am. Now, your name did pop up on the account with us. May I have your address to advise you the issue?
Okay, 809 Samoan Drive, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81506.
Thank you. I located your account with the keto dietary supplement. Do you remember placing an order for the $7 back on January 24th? January 27th, please.
Well, I'm sorry. What did you just say?
This is for the Keto XN, the dietary supplement. Do you remember paying that $7 back on February 27th, ma'am?
February 27th?
Right. It was $6.70 to be exact for a dietary
pill.
How
much was it?
$6.70 for the dietary pill.
Uh-huh. Well, why am I being charged $92.90?
Well, originally when you purchased that product, man, it was only in the terms and conditions state, just only a trial to test it out.
I canceled it right after that.
Well, we don't have any notes whether you called in to cancel, man, but it was only a trial period to test out the product. But if you don't call in to cancel, it does bill for the full price of that product. But
I,
the product
I did
is known.
Call. I did call.
Do you remember what day did you call and spoke with him, man?
And I'm having a hard time hearing what you're saying.
What day did you call in and cancel, ma'am? Because we don't have any notes regarding you calling in and cancel. But the product is known for reducing appetite, increasing metabolism. I'm willing to take 35% off on future shipments for you.
No. I didn't want any more.
Well, I'm willing to take 50% off future shipments for you, ma'am.
Huh?
Willing to take 50% off future shipments?
No. You're going to take this charge off.
We do have a strict no refund policy, ma'am.
Pardon?
But we have a strict no refund policy, ma'am, and we don't have any notations with regard to you calling in and counsel.
Wait a minute. This company did not let me know until I got the sample that it was not good for people with diabetes who were diabetic. And I wrote them and I told them that I had gotten it for my son who was diabetic, and he just found out about it, and I couldn't use them, so not to send me any more. That's exactly what I told them.
Well, ma'am, it states that you have to call in and cancel, ma'am. So I can cancel out the account, but we won't be able to reverse any charges due to the terms and conditions.
You want to repeat that again?
I said yes, ma'am. You stated that you had emailed someone, ma'am. It stated that you have to call in and cancel, which we don't have any records of. I can cancel the account out, but we won't be able to reverse any charges due to the terms and conditions.
No, you know what? I'll find when I called in, because I always write everything down. So I'll look and see what I have written, and I'll call you back.
Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number, ma'am.
Pardon?
Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Are you canceling it now?
Yes. Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
What about the charge that's already on there?
As I said again, ma'am, we won't be able to reverse any charges due to the terms and conditions.
I called you within the time period that you were supposed to call.
I mean, we don't have
now,
any records regarding you calling and canceling.
Well, if you're a third party, how could you?
I mean, it's the only number that you're supposed to call and cancel, miss. We don't have any records of that. So let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
I will call you back after I look through my records. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.